Hey, what the fuckers? It's Tortilla, your basic bitch admin, just checking in. This is my first solo podcast interview with one of our followers. I'm definitely interested in doing more of these, so keep an eye on your own inboxes as we'll be reaching out to you guys to see who we can potentially interview next. This podcast, I'm interviewing Andrew. He's a tech in South Florida, and I'm about half a glass of Zen deep, so I've got some good questions for him. There's a good conversation coming up, some good laughs, and I just really hope you guys enjoy it. All right, this is the Veterinary What the Fuck Moments podcast. We've got your basic bitch Tortilla here. We're just interviewing some of our followers, and today I have Andrew on the line, so we're going to be interviewing him. How's it going, Andrew?
Yo, not too bad, just fun.
Yeah, this feels like a really awkward first date. Like, I feel like I'm dating all over again. This feels like... Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you're from, what your position is in vet med, and things like that.
I'm from in the vet med field for 6 years, just over 6 years. Kind of.
I'm wondering if the connection is bad because you're kind of in and out here.
Yeah, all right. That could kind of be my area. That's a common thing here.
Okay.
Kind of don't live near a lot of cell towers. Kind of one of the things out here.
Okay.
Well, we're in the
so, yeah, you can totally start over.
Is it getting better, worse?
Nope, that sounds better.
It sounds better? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Farther away from the house, better the connection. Makes sense.
Yeah, obviously. Totally.
Yeah. This is Florida. This is how it works.
Oh my god. So, do you have like alligators in your backyard there? Or like, what's the deal?
So, I used to.
Oh my
to.
God.
So, not exactly my backyard. So, when I used to live in another area, I would have a neighbor across the street, and they had the lake behind their house, and there were alligators behind there.
Oh my god. I swear to God, this is, like, one of those things where you see stories and, like, all over Facebook, people are like, type in Florida man, and then, like, type the date, like, your birthday, and there's all these wild stories.
I've seen that meme.
Yeah. Have you ever done it before?
What, typed it in? No.
Yeah, with your own birthday? Oh, my God.
No, I don't want to know.
Oh, you Floridians are crazy. So what's your role in vet med? Like, tell me a little bit about what you do right now.
So I am I'm a technician, worked my way up from on-the-job training. I work in a sort of a posh little area here in Florida, in South Florida. There's like a couple different areas where you have your bougie shit up here. You have a little bit of a rich area over here. Everyone has their rural areas. Where I'm at is sort of like in between. And
okay.
I'm at a GP. And... so, cats and dogs for the most part. We'll see a bird every now and again for just a wing trim and a beak trim as well.
Oh my god! The only thing I remember from tech school about birds is blood feathers, and that's pretty much it.
I learned that. Haven't needed it since. Thank God, because do exotics.
Oh, what was that? I missed all of that. What'd you say?
I said the reason I'm glad I don't work with birds, because one of the doctors I used to work with, the one thing that he said to us that stuck out to me really well, birds just die.
Yeah.
They're just stressed out. They just, you touch them, you'll never know.
Yeah. Like rabbits and horses.
Oh, I didn't know rabbits were like that too. I know.
Oh yeah. Don't follow our page. Didn't you see our rabbit meme that blew up?
I've had a couple rabbits though. I've had rabbits, and they never really like seemed like that. So it never really stuck out to me. Like, yeah, rabbits are these fragile little creatures. Like, no, I see them in my grandma's backyard sometimes.
Yeah, those little tiny things are tough as shit. But the household ones, I feel like, are just, you look at them sideways and they just die. Seriously, I had this one doctor, actually that was what I based the most recent rabbit meme off of, was this doctor that was doing an impersonation of a healthy rabbit. He just held a straight face.
Ah, played possum. Got it.
Yeah, and then he was like, and this is a rabbit about to die, and it was the same facial expression, and I was like, yeah, that's how rabbits are. In my experience. All right, so you're small animal GP. What's like your favorite thing about general practice, or do you have a favorite thing?
I've really come to like the interaction between clients and like making a relationship with clients and like seeing their dogs and their cats back every now and again. If you had to ask what's my favorite thing to do, I like doing dentals. I like cleaning teeth and pulling teeth out. It's just,
ooh, you're one of those weirdo
I love
dental
it.
Freaks. Oh my God, your month is almost over. What are you gonna do?
Oh, so we don't have that month. We're for VCA because we don't have that month here. When you're VCA, you don't have dental month. You have
is
care
it like
plus.
Dental year.
So pretty much. So you have care clubs. So it's like a wellness plan. You know Banfield. You know they have their plans. So Banfield and BCA are pretty much under the same umbrella. Now that Mars purchased BCA like a year or two ago.
Okay.
So
yeah.
So yeah, you have your little plans, your little monthly plans, and if you want to do a dental that year, you can include it in that plan and pay an extra $40-some-odd a month for it. But yeah, we don't have dental months anymore, which I'm kind of happy about, because once we switched to VCA, that was around the time where I started getting into anesthetic training and going into surgery. So I didn't have that backbreaking labor like the technicians I work with.
Oh, you're one of the lucky ones. I remember when I was in GP, my boss would schedule like 5 dentals back to back. I was the only one doing them, and I would work. I'd be anesthetizing and doing dentals from like 9 a.m. until about 2 or 3 p.m. Like, it was like an hour per dental, you know, to do a good job.
Just 3? That's it?
No, like the 5. Okay. But, oh my God, it was so...
Those are quick dentals.
Oh, man. But it was, that was, like, I don't feel like I've ever been overworked or, like, worked as hard as I was when dental month came around.
Oh, yeah, no. We had at least 20 to 30 dentals scheduled, like, every 2 weeks. Like, for each tech, like, every doctor has their surgery day.
Okay.
I want to say both of the main surgery techs had at least 20 to 30 each month when dental month came around.
Oh,
and we even pushed it into March sometimes.
Yeah.
Whew. And the worst part is at that time we used to offer the non-anesthetic bullshit. I know.
Oh, God. Don't tell any dental specialists that. Whew, they will light your ass up.
It wasn't us doing it. We hired one of those third-party companies to come in, and they would take up a room for a day. And for all the people who didn't want to spend money on a dental and go under anesthesia, it's like, all right, if you have a good dog, why not?
Yeah.
Try it. Your teeth will look clean, but overall, you're still taking away the enamel, and you're going to be back your next
day. Oh, yeah, and you're creating these grooves that the tartar is just going to grab onto even harder. I think when before I had any formal, veterinary education, I always thought, like, oh, I guess that's really cool if you have a good dog. And then, like, I learned things. And I was like, this is actually terrible. Like, what a horrible idea. I know where I live in California, I'm pretty sure they'd that illegal for any non-licensed, like, non-veterinary personnel to take a metal instrument to a tooth. But I don't know if that was, like, nationwide. I know they for sure did that in California. But
I don't think it is, because I know there are still some companies down here that do that, like the little traveling dental vets over here that'll send a technician or two once a month, once every couple weeks for it. But yeah, no, we stopped having that company come around like 3 years ago, I want to say. And it just saves so much time. It's like, you have these clients come in the room, it's like, do you think my dog can do this without anesthesia? And you're just looking at the dog's mouth like, I'm going to pull that one, and that one right there.
How do you, like, excuse me, Mrs. Jones, how do you think I'm going to get under Fluffy's gum line with him awake? Because that's going to hurt. Like, how am I going to move his tongue out of the way to get that lingual surface of his tooth? Like, it's not going to happen. Oh, my God. Sometimes, though, I feel like dental munches are really good, like, especially people that you might not see all the time. Like bringing their pets in, like, it is a good way to get people in the door. So, like, maybe these pets have never had their teeth cleaned before. And even though, like,
20-30% off.
Oh, yeah. And even though it's, like, the worst of the worst come in during dental month, like, you see people, like, text complaint. They're like, oh, my God, look at this filthy-ass mouth. And I'm like, the other part of me is like, yeah, but, you know, you're doing a good thing. Like, when else?
You're fixing the problem.
Like, holy shit. Oh, God. What's your...
that's why they're here.
Yeah, exactly. what's like, your least favorite thing about GP or, like, vet med? Or do you have one?
So, obviously, the opposite end of creating a relationship is ending one.
Mm-hmm.
So when you really get to, like, know someone, you know their pet. You know, you see them every now and again. They're boarding. Like, you see the dog, like, every couple weeks. So I've been working there 6 years, and honestly, this recent one, was a little over a week ago. So when I started there, I can remember this dog. He's a spaniel, a little taller than your usual spaniel. He is about 14 now. Give or take, he was in like average 8-9 over there when I first met him. You know, he was on thyroid meds. He was on joint supplements. So every day, twice a day, you would see him no matter what, because we also have a boarding facility. Sorry, I've got to mention that.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a boarding facility inside our hospital as well. So we have a ton of boarders, so you get to know them really, really well. And you see him at least twice a day when you're going morning and afternoon for all that stuff. So it just really hurt me, because I don't think I've ever met the husband who owns the dog. And it was always the wife who was bringing in the dog to, like, drop off for boarding and, like, appointments and all that. Like, oh, man, this is a really shitty way to meet you. And when I saw his name on the appointment books earlier today, I'm like, oh, this doesn't sound good. It said ADR. It said ADR is in, like, an orange, brownish color as we have, like, for sick patients. When they call the appointment, I'm like, oh, fuck. Like,
yeah.
I got to get this one. I gotta get this one. So, like, I honestly wanted to, like, cry with them. Like, I felt it.
Yeah.
Like, you get to know someone so well. You get to know the pet so well. Not as much person.
Sometimes,
like,
as techs, that's what we need for, like, our own selfish closure. You know, I don't want to say selfish because
it's
not, but, like, it's obviously not the same relationship that owner had with their pet, but we were, like, their medical, like, protector, like their medical advisor, you know. So it's a different kind of like closure that we need. So
it hurts
even
more when the dog is so sweet.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. It's always
it hurts so
nice
much more.
Ones, right?
Always yeah. Nice get ones. Older.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that for me, I think when I talked with Nacho a little bit about it, that was like I work ER, and that's like the hardest thing about working ER is just so many fucking euthanasias. There's like four or five a day. Like,
I can't imagine. That's like half your day.
Yeah, yeah. It is worse when we know the pet prior to them coming in, you know, because they've been coming to the ER. And we don't want to have regular clients at the ER. Like, that's
right.
Yeah, I totally. Whew, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Have you ever had a super difficult client, or like one that you just had to laugh and shake it off? Like, you know,
man, I can't even count on my hands.
If you had a dollar, huh? You had a dollar.
But it's one of those things. It's like, you shake your head and you facepalm and you see they're on the appointment books and they're there, but and then you're just like, oh, how's it going? Hi.
Oh,
how
yeah.
are you? It's like, you know, you have to put on that face. You have to hit that tone. You just have to act like you're their best friend and nothing's wrong. And, you know, I do that.
Sometimes I think maybe some of my coworkers should like take up careers in acting from that.
Oh my God. My coworkers sometimes listen to me talking on the phone and it's like, who is this loud ass person that we know talking to this person like this? Cause you totally change your voice when you're on the phone because you're not as loud as when you are when you're in treatment. You're trying to speak in a normal person tone, and you're trying not to be so crazy. You're trying to be helpful and all.
You're
that.
Trying to not be.
Trying
yourself.
To walk
That's
people
what you're
through.
Saying, right? Trying yeah. to not be yourself. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's like, I don't like the fact, but I think I'm kind of good at it on the phone. It's like, hey, I could do this whole reception thing. Just tell me how to book a boarding thing. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's like acting. Like, might as well go pick up an acting career. I know there was this one, when I was in GP, this one lady that she just was, like, very high energy all the time. Not, like, illegally, like, snorted cocaine high energy,
yeah.
but just, like, just very naturally high energy and would talk very fast and very like blah, 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 all the time. And oh my God, every time she would come in and I would talk to her, my interaction with her, like I feed off of people and like I'll respond to a person the way that they talk to me. Like I reflect like that. And she would get going and then I would get going and her and I would just like head and head just whoa, 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 all over the place. And
oh yeah, we have those.
She would leave and I'd be like, wow, I feel like I just ran like 5 million miles. That was exhausting talking with
mm-hmm.
her.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I remember her name too. I won't say it, but I will never forget
that's all
that
right.
movie. She's so
I have
sweet.
One I have
so
one in
sweet.
My head right now who you're
Ooh,
reminding
yes,
me of.
Go on.
He's the sweetest guy and money never seems like an issue to him. But, man, I'll hear his life story over and over again. I'll hear about his business. And, you know, we'll complain about, oh, man, who wants to get this room? You'd be stuck in there for an hour, 2 hours. Like, we'll see you in a little bit. But at the end of it, you're like, but it's hard to be mean to the guy. He's so nice. He's always
right.
just so – he's all for his animals, does whatever. And it's like, you know what? I get it. He needs an outlet. His life is just all stress, all business, like, you need someone to talk to. Like, I get it. When you enter this field, you don't realize you become some people's therapist.
Oh, you. Yeah, that is a badge that we wear. Sure is.
and it's honestly so true. Every time you see someone for just they're having a bad day. Something's happened. Something tragic has happened. They're putting their pet down. Like, you're there to console them. You're there to. Some people just come in there. Even their dogs just. Fluffy just scratches ear once. They just need someone to talk to. They need to get out of the house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those ones I feel, well, like, so for me, the ones that get me are, like, the really, really old people and their little dog. And, like, you know that they don't have any other person at home with them. And, like them coming to see us with their dog is, like, our social hour. And, like, I have to honor that. I'll participate in conversation with them. I don't have anything else going on, but yeah, I feel for those people, and I'm like, oh, okay, I have time for this. We can chat.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Yeah. Did you ever want to be a vet or a doctor? And like, how did you?
Tortilla, have you ever wanted to be a vet as you walk back? It's like, no, fuck that bet.
Fuck that.
That's the worst question.
I know. Not to ask me that, and I was like, absolutely not. The debt, the crippling debt was not appealing to me, but.
Yeah, no, it's not fun, especially when you have a new doctor, like, literally a year out, and she's younger than you, and it's like, man, I know what kind of debt you're in. I have an idea of what you're making, and you're crabby every day. I get it.
Dude, right?
Not life I want.
Oh, man. Like, me working at
the university for a little bit, seeing what vet students have to go through during their, like, senior year, right before they, like, step out into the world and they're baby doctors. I just have such a new appreciation for them because, like, that shit has, like, they just endured the most brutal, like, 4+ years of their life, and now they're coming out into this world that universities didn't do a very good job of teaching them what the real world is going to be like, but they definitely taught them, like, every single fucking disease process there is. So you have these walking encyclopedias that are just so brilliant, but, like, their people skills, I'm like, oh, God.
They ignorant, dog.
I got this. Let me step in. I can handle this. But I have a new appreciation for them. You know,
for sure, for sure. They
like,
have no
like,
idea
can,
that they're about to enter a world where people are gonna blame them because they think they're money hungry and
right.
It's like, oh, you're just about the business. And how many times a day do we hear that?
Oh my God, every day, every day. And these poor vets are like, I'm $200,000 in debt.
Right? I can't fucking imagine.
Oh my God, no,
I can't imagine. That's crippling.
Yeah,
literally
crippling. Yeah, but I mean, we gotta stick with them, you know.
Yeah,
sadly,
unfortunately.
Sadly.
You gotta hang on to us.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any like shitty coworkers that you know?
Man,
make your life so much more difficult.
It has been a rough 2 months. We lost. One, two, three. We lost three techs over the past 2 months.
Oh, my God. What is that's like a mass exodus over there. What is happening?
All right. So one was axed. Two left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, so it's been, it's like, yeah, one of them needed to go. She was just like, could never just be on time or anything like that.
Hmm.
And that is honestly like my biggest pet peeve.
Ooh, like strolling in, totally pulling
I
a basic
cannot stand.
Tortilla, like strolling in late with Starbucks. Just kidding. I don't
absolutely
actually.
Cannot stand when people just like I don't know how they even think how they function. Like to me, if I walk in late, like even a minute late, I'm having a panic attack. So
yeah.
It's like, oh, where have you been? Like, oh, why are you so late? Like, because for me, I'm at least 5 to 10 minutes early on most days.
Yeah.
If my mom, I mean, I live by, if you're not early, if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, well, bye.
Yeah.
And I don't know how other people don't think like that. Like, we still have a couple people here who are, you know, every now and again.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
just,
I play this basic bitch persona that I like, you know, stroll in. You know, late to work with my coffee every day, but I don't actually do that.
No. You can't do that in ER because everyone else is going to look at you next shift and be like, where the fuck have you been? I've been holding
this
10 minutes
off,
waiting
like,
for you.
Exactly. But yeah, no, I think at one of my previous jobs, there was a person like that, but it was like a, like, I don't know if they just had a thing worked out with a manager, but, like, they would come in 15 minutes late chronically every day. And I was like, maybe they just made this their shift now. But, like, that's fine. I guess it works for them. But it's the people that do show up 15 minutes late. So your manager, like, okay, makes that their new shift. And then they show up 15 minutes late to that new shift. And so they're actually, like, 30 minutes late.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
You know, I can never understand it. And there's another problem when you work next to a gas station.
Oh, is there a gas station by your hospital?
Oh, it's next door. You take 5 steps to the right, and you're at a gas station. So during the middle of the day, it's like, oh, I need to get something to eat. God. Like, just give me 5 minutes. I'll be right back. 20 minutes later, she's got her coffee. She's got her whatever shit from there. It's like, man, I just wish you wouldn't.
Oh my
like
God!
Go
those
before
are
you go to work.
Some classy ass people right there getting some gas station snacks to hold them over. I don't have room to talk though. I'll literally bring a granola bar for my lunch. So
no, but that's fine. You get it beforehand. You don't get
right.
it. You don't get it 10 to 15 minutes in your shift. Hey, I'll be right back. I'm just getting something to eat 20 minutes later. Motherfucker, their appointment's being called. I'm swamped. Get over here. Where have you been?
You should tell them that there's a thing called DoorDash that exists that does not actually require them to leave the floor. The food gets brought to you. Like, there's no excuse this day and age.
They mainly go to, like, get their coffee and all that stuff. So it's like, DoorDash is bullshit.
Basic-ass bitches.
I used to be a big abuser of Uber Eats and Postmates. And lately I've just been like, oh, my God. The prices are ridiculous. They hike the prices, and the delivery is, like, so fucking ridiculous. Like,
I know.
I got to eat a little better than this. Get out of the house. On my lazy days, it's just like, yeah, I'll just overeat my food. I'll be fine. Like, you know what? I should see.
Oh, you overeat to your house? Oh, I don't even do that. I just go to work. I will actually make my own food at home, but I don't do that to work.
I'll do it to work only when we're 100% positive I'm not getting a lunch. Like last week, there was one of those days. It was not a crazy surgery day, but it was a crazy overall day, and
yeah,
taking a break for an hour just wasn't happening. So got on my phone, ordered food, and it's like an hour.
No, I can't wait. I need food now.
Right.
Oh man.
And then it's like, I could have done something in this hour. But it's also like, man, I didn't want to leave this dying dog, this maggot eating cat, and this...
no.
Yeah.
What is the one thing? So. You saying maggots reminded me of that. That is, like, the one thing that I cannot do. Like, I have to pass that off to someone else. But
I
what
was
is, like,
so
what's
glad
your one
I did
thing?
Not have to deal with it.
Okay.
I was so glad I didn't have to deal with that. It was everyone else around me. And at the end of the 2 days that I was there, over the weekend the cat was there, I was like, I'm so glad it was you guys and not me. Maggots? Like abscesses, like nasty abscesses. I don't
really
get the fascination. It's just I don't. And
is it a
my
smell?
Doctor
is, it a smell?
Is such
smell?
A pimple popper. My
okay.
doctor is such a pimple popper. She's every time we're in a room and she sees something, she's like, I just want to slap her hand, but you know can't be rude in the clinic. So.
Right, of course.
I just
have to maintain professionalism at all times. Yeah.
No, I don't like that stuff. Pimples and I haven't seen maggots in a while. This was the first time in a while.
I'm surprised.
I got out for 6 days.
But you don't see maggots down there with how moist everything is.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That could have gone very sexually, but I refrained myself.
I didn't even realize you said the word moist and I didn't say anything.
I know.
That's like one of those taboo
page.
Words in this field.
I know. It's so unlike our page.
I know. People
Salsa,
hate hearing that word at work.
Salsa did encourage me to ask you what your girth size is. So I was like, I'm not going to ask him that. But,
oh, my God.
All right. But on that note, which... Which admin is your favorite, and why? Do you have a favorite? Like, how well do you think of a fan are you of our page?
I can't really say that I have a favorite. I mean, I think I just started following the page, like, maybe a couple months ago, and who knows if I've seen, like, the post shared over the past year or so, because I know I have a couple friends who follow, like, the Game of Thrones veterinary one, and... I've seen her share
Andrew.
Your guys' posts as well.
Oh, yeah, we don't like her. I did not say that out loud, but I did.
We don't like the House of Veterinary one.
No, we love her.
No? You're saying her. I don't know who he, she is.
Oh, I don't know who she is personally. I'm just saying. But
all
anyways.
Good. Yeah. So, I mean, for the most part, I see you and Nacho posting a lot. I didn't really pay attention to, like, the little habanero sign at first, I didn't really know what that was. And it's like, oh, that's person. That's a separate
person.
Yeah,
that's Poppy.
That's habanero.
Yeah, that's
I was like, oh, okay, that's another person.
Yeah, yeah, so, that's Hobbs. We have, like, stuck with this Mexican theme. So Nacho is our, he's like our head guy. He's great. He brought salsa in. Two of them together, they can just go butt fuck each other all day, and I don't care. Like, that's up to that. That's like, hey, whatever they want to do. And then they added guac into their little orgy.
Oh, right, there's guac.
Yeah, guac. She has taken a leave of absence, and I miss her.
Wow.
I hope she's okay. But I think Nacho and Habanero have been in contact with her. And then after her, they added me, Basic Bitch Tortilla. So I've been there for a couple of months. And then Habanero was added, or we call him Hobbs or Hobby.
Yeah.
He was just added shortly after me. And then we just recently added Churro. She is a fucking spitfire, man. I love that chick.
Yeah, I see her posting the memes now. It's like, oh, wow. Back to the corn gif.
Yeah, she she was a fan of ours, and we scoped her out. We scoped her out for a while, and then we just weren't quite at a point where we could add a fifth admin. So, but now we are a billion followers now. Not a billion. We're 31,000, I think.
That's amazing.
We're just now starting to see, like, the negative Nancy's coming in and, like, complaining about shit, which we didn't have before. I'm like, oh, man, get out of here if you don't like it. Jesus. So.
Why do you follow a page that you just don't agree with or you don't like? I don't get it.
Or, like, the announcing their departure is what gets me, I think. Like, you guys.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm like,
okay, there.
No hard feelings. Get out.
Click the button. We don't need it.
No. And, like, part of our page, and I'm sure you've seen, too, is, like, we want to be a place, like, we know how toxic this field can be, right? Like, it takes a toll on our, like, our mental health. And
listen, you have to laugh and you have to talk shit because you have to get it off your chest because.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This shit is so frustrating at the end of the day. Even if you tell yourself, I know what I'm doing. It's fine. It's all good. Sleep fine.
That's
like, man,
I tell myself
your brain's on
24/7. Yeah.
You're on
24/7. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I literally say to my, like, I tell myself mentally, you know what you're doing. It's okay. But then out loud, every single day at work, at some point in my 10-hour shift, I always say, I literally have no idea what I'm doing here or with my life ever. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Definitely have those days. Definitely have those days.
Oh, man.
Open Indeed every day, and I'm just like, that ain't worth it. Be harm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you think, are dogs your favorite patient to treat, or cats, or do you have, like, a favorite, like, what's your favorite kind of patient to treat?
You know, I never thought I liked cats before I entered the field, just because I never had one. No.
Are you a cat guy?
There's a butt. You know, you see a little fucking 4-pound kitten from the Humane Society, and it's like, man, this is the cutest little thing in the world.
You instantly turn into like a 9-year-old girl.
You're going to turn into a little demon later. Love it.
Oh, you're going to be a demon.
Yeah, no. I found the worst thing to do to a little kitten is give it sub-Q fluids or try and get blood for an FELV-FIV test.
Oh, God.
You know when your doctor sees it's missing one of those things, the FELV or FIV on favors, is like, well, fuck, I'm in for a workout right now. And these things are so strong, just trying to squiggle out. It's like, how do you even do this? You're 2 pounds.
Who would have known that a one-pig kitten could, like, wringle its way out of the strongest tech's wrath? I think for me, too, I'm always like, oh, my God, I'm going to break you. Like, I don't know how to hold you.
There's that thought, too. And it's like, do I put all my strength into you? It's like, no, I worry about breaking you.
No. Oh, God. Yes,
yeah,
right?
No.
It's so scary.
Yeah, no, but no, I like dogs better.
Yeah, I do. I'm a dog person, too. My boyfriend, my boyfriend, God, I wouldn't have thought this about him, but he's a fucking cat guy. Like, what the hell? I was like, who are you? Like, what? You're a cat guy? Excuse me? He, like, does all the little, and, like, scratches his fingers on the couch and shit. I'm like, oh my God, he's like a seasoned cat guy. Like, this is not
man. There have been so many times when we have gotten, like, stray kittens in that just needed homes. They're boarding until they find a home. And it's like, you see it grow from 1, 2, 3, 4. It's been a couple months now. And everyone's had their hands on the kitten. Everyone's taking it out of its cage, putting it in your pocket. And everyone's like, oh, you should take a kitten. You should take a kitten. You should take a kitten. And it's like, man, I'm not having a litter pan in my house. Fuck it. I'm not happening.
Can't do
it's
it.
It's cute, and I love it while it's here, but I cannot do a litter pan. It's,
oh.
I
oh,
cannot
like
put it.
You are like my soul human. This is what I told my boyfriend. This is why I don't like cats, because I don't like litter boxes.
I cannot dedicate a room and lose it to something that's going to smell like shit and piss every day.
I know. Oh, my God. You're like my soul person. I know. That's so. And I tell him all the time, because his fucking cats get up on our counter and shit and walk around. I'm like, you know that they have feces feet walking around our countertops where we prepare food. It is gross.
Mm-hmm. You know where he steps in?
Yeah.
Lysol right now.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so true. I know.
And I never really thought about the stepping on the counter thing until I started house-sitting for people who had cats. It was like,
oh, did you see Paw Prints?
Oh, that's how it works. They go in there, and they step on there, and people shoo them off. That's why. It's not cute. It's disgusting.
No, it's fucking
no,
weird.
No, I never saw Paw Prints, but
oh,
it took a minute to click.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
As a non-cat owner, you don't really think about it. It's like, oh, it's so cute. Look how high he can jump. He's on the fridge now? How do you get up there?
He has his shit feet everywhere. Shit foot tracks.
Yep.
You think about that for once.
And then you talk to a client whose cat is shitting everywhere and pissing everywhere. It's like, yep, that's why I don't own one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I can't. Oh, man. Okay, so then, because you're a dog guy,
yep.
If you were a dog breed, what would you be?
I'm very loud and speak before I think sort of person. Like, if you can't hear me in the hospital, I'm not in the hospital.
Okay.
So, something very loud. So, like, a retriever.
Or what
probably.
About a hound? Hounds are always...
Oh, or a hound, too. You know what? I didn't even think about it. Or a hound, too. A hound would work, too. I'm very just, like, obnoxious. Like, you don't want
like a beagle.
Opinion,
you always know.
Happening.
Always
I
know, or a husky. Oh man, would you be a husky?
Oh God, don't say that word in Florida.
Yeah, the dogs would fucking die there, huh?
God, every time I see one walk in, I'm like, you better shave it.
Mhm. Ooh, be careful who you say that to. That can be a hot topic sometimes.
Oh, that's right. I think what Nacho has one.
Oh yeah, he has a husky.
I'm like that. Yeah, but he doesn't live in
Florida.
That's
right. I made fun of him for it.
That's right, but. But the problem is we don't have seasons here in Florida. We have hurricane season, and that's it.
Okay.
Which means it's hot and muggy with a chance of rain pretty much all the time. And it's just increased in summer.
So probably not ideal for a husky.
I mean, people have them. You'll see some really beautiful huskies here. I won't lie. And some of them will just have a shorter coats. And it's like, you are. I do like you, but I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the amount of Roombas your owner goes through.
Oh, my God. Yes, I know. I told my boyfriend when I moved in, because I have two dogs and he has two cats, and we're, like, living in this tiny space together. I was like, listen, if I'm going to move in with you, you need to buy a Roomba. Like, I'm not vacuuming that every day. He was like, okay, deal. So we only have one, but granted, I also don't have a husky, so... It's almost huskies in Florida, like, reminds me of bulldogs in, like, the desert, like in Arizona or some shit like that. Something that does not make sense at all.
Yeah, no. But we'll have a lot of bulldogs down here as well. Frenchies are a hot commodity down here.
Yeah.
I hate it so much.
Yeah, I feel like bulldogs are just making this, like, huge boom right now. Like, they're everywhere.
Yeah. I miss when people were just so bent out of shape with doodles, because I get it. They don't shed. It's lovely.
Yeah.
I don't mind all the problems they have and how stupid they are, but, like, the no-shedding thing, the guy was onto something. My mom has two of them, and honestly, I've never really, like, whenever one comes into work, I'm like,
Yeah, it's expensive for grooming, but, like, honestly, when I walk into her house, it's like, man, these things just love me so much. I love it. I love it.
That's like the retriever in them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're not so stupid because they have poodle.
Yeah, my sister, so, like, I'm a white girl, right? I'm a basic bitch.
Yeah.
So my sister, she's a white girl. That girl has some freaking, like, black girl curly hair, let me tell you. But she, I tell her all the time, the perfect dog for her would be a doodle, because they would be twins. Like, they would be twins with their personalities and their hair. Like, I can't think of a more perfect combo for her. I'm trying to convince her that it's not working.
Yeah, no. And when you see one that has just, like, a really nice haircut, like a standard poodle, it's like, man, that groomer made $90 off you, and you look great. You look fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Every poodle I see, I always tell them, you are so fancy. Because they are. They're hella fancy dogs. I'm like, ooh, you look like you belong in a castle.
And I always thought they were just like an old people dog, because growing up, my grandma had like a mini, like a toy poodle, a little white toy poodle. So
ooh, what
always,
was
like,
his name?
I always just pictured this dog. I can't even remember. This is like 20, you know, this is like 20 years ago. This dog is long gone. But like, it was never mean. But like, I just remember my grandma having this little white poopy dog. I'm pretty sure it was a toy poodle. And it was like, this is an old person dog. All right.
This is an old person dog.
This is an old person dog. Got it. Like, no, everyone has one.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. I know. I have a wiener dog right now. She's like my little old dog, but I tell my boyfriend, like, I think I want a mini poodle for my next, like, little dog. And he was like, do you really want to be doing it teeth every, like, 3 months? And I was like, that's a good point.
Nope. See,
things that we
whenever
don't
think
about
getting a new, whenever I think about getting a new dog, I always go back to like, all right, you know what? I fell in love with this one pit bull and pretty much every pit bull over like the past 4 years, because you know they get such a bad rap. And it's like, you know what? This big goofy motherfucker just wants someone to love.
Yeah.
And I absolutely fell in love, like this own dog was mine, a couple years back, and it the story sucks, but it was brought in by BSO with another female. I think she was pregnant at the time when we spayed her. Anyways, they were bait dogs.
Oh.
She was deaf. And he was fine. He just had aggression issues towards little dogs. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
little dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So he was at the hospital for like 4 or 5 months. And I loved him as much as, if not more than, my own dogs. During my lunch break, I would sit with him in his run. I would eat my lunch with him.
Aww.
And he would take, I would give him some Chipotle chips. You know, I bought him.
Yes.
I bought him like Hanukkah and Christmas cookies because he was over there for that holiday. And it's like,
did you just say, man, Hanukkah? Hanukkah cookies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gotta respect his holiday traditions.
Exactly. So I did that, and this is like, I just need this dog to get it home. Like, I can't take it. I have a small dog, which is what he apparently eats.
Oh, great.
So, that's his one tick. That's his one tick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
But cat, he was fine with a cat?
Who was going to test that?
That's true. Yeah, good point.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, when you have shitty coworkers who don't do their job right, things unfortunately happen. Like, it broke my heart. It broke my heart when he did something, and it's like, man, this was so preventable. If he had just found a home, it's like, and ever since then, I'm just like, man, I do want a pit bull. Like, I just want to do right by this breed. And just like, it's a fine breed. My uncle has one, and she is the sweetest thing with skin issues.
Good for you. Good for you to be an advocate for that breed. That's great.
Yeah. But, like, even since then, I would say if I had to pick a number two breed, and it's really random because we don't see a lot of them, specifically Brittany Spaniels.
They are.
I think they are
so random.
I think they are just so gorgeous. They just,
oh my god, I was not expecting that from you. That was so random.
They're just like the females, and it's mostly females of them that we see when we see them. I think there's actually a male one coming in a couple of days to get neutered, but like, it's honestly, they're just so beautiful. There's a little, they're taller than your normal cocker spaniels and all that.
Yeah, but their size is so fabulous.
I know, they're a little lanky, they're a little tall, but like, they just, I've never met a sour one. It's like, man, this is a beautiful dog.
Yeah.
I'd love to have it.
We have
then it like contradicts the whole size. Like, man, I hate having hair around the house. It's like, man, do I get it? Do I not? Do I get it? Do I not? But like, I just think they're just so beautiful. I would love to have one.
You sound like eventually. Me. I feel like there are not many vet techs out there like us that are like crazy about pet hair. Like, I feel like most other vet techs are like, ah, pet hair, ah, no big deal. Oh, dog shit on the floor, ah, oh, it's no big deal.
It helps when you're
like,
alert.
Fuck. Like, I need to keep a clean house. Like, I'm kind of crazy about it.
It helps when you're allergic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I'm not allergic. I just don't like the filth, but. You know.
Yeah, no. I don't know what I'm allergic to. Either the state or animal dander, but
yeah.
Found that out like 3 years ago.
Great. Well, it sounds like you need to get out.
Fuck that.
Oh my god. Speaking of Brittany Spaniels, when I worked in GP, this lady, she was a Brittany breeder, and she would breed them like hunting dogs, and her husband did the trials with them and everything. Like, they were amazing dogs, and she would bring them in. We had foxtails really bad up here. I don't know how, like, do you see foxtails in Florida? Is that a thing?
I can't say so.
Okay.
I don't really. Maybe in another area of Florida, but not down here.
Okay. Yeah, we would see them all the time, like, in paws and noses and ears and eyeballs. Like, it was so crazy. And one of her dogs, or, like, several of her dogs were getting them really badly, like, when they'd take them out for field trials and stuff. And one of our doctors, oh, my God, I love this man. He went on to be an instructor at a vet tech school, but, oh, he was amazing.
That's cool.
He, like, went on VIN when he worked for us, and he was, like, looking up things to – like, is there anything that we can possibly do to prevent them from getting all these foxtails besides eliminating them going into the environment? Like,
yeah.
They need to go in that environment for hunting and stuff. And he found this freaking product called an Outfox. And have you heard
a
of this?
What? Name?
It's called an Outfox. And I have one for my dog because I'm a psycho. And it's literally this, like, mesh. A mask that goes on your dog's head and like attaches to their collar, and it's like a screen so they can see through it, and it's like this soft material so they can still pick up items with it and still like grab a tennis ball or something. And we like brought it to her attention, not really thinking like that she would go that far. We were like, this is the only thing we found that like might prevent them, blah blah blah.
Put a hairnet on the dog.
That's literally what it is, and I swear to god, if anybody is listening to this podcast right now, and you too, Andrew, you look up an Outfox if you've never heard it. These things are so great, and they're so fucking funny. Oh my god, these dogs are like little aliens running around with their faces covered. It's so great. Oh my god, but they work. She like swears by them now with her field dogs. Like, she puts them on them and they do great. I did get one for my own dog. I have a border collie, and there's a bunch of foxtails on our property, and he got one in his ear last summer, and so I'm kind of like, I don't want that to happen again. So I'm like that overprotective dog mom, you know? But
yeah.
I got on him, and he would, like, he still drank water with it on. It was great.
So does it cover the eyes? Like, how does it stay over the head? Like,
yeah,
like,
so it's like,
does it, like,
it's
clip,
like a,
though? Like, I imagine it would just, like, slip off.
No, it's like a face mask that goes over there, so over the nose, past the eyes, past
the
ears, and
then
attaches to the collar, like a freaking face shield.
Okay, it's all the way over the head. It covers the nose, mouth. Okay.
Yeah, like a burglar that puts a stockinette over his head to rob
him. Okay, because you said they can grab things, so I just imagine exactly, just like a hairnet. It covers the top of their head.
It literally is like a glorified hairnet that goes over their face. That's what it is. It's so great. Oh, but a brilliant product, man. Whoever made that is a freaking genius for people that have, like, field dogs and do that. That's so funny.
I just imagine Bubble Boy walking his dog with one of those.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine.
Oh, God, no. They'd be rolling around in that bubble trying to do that. Oh, man. I took my dog on a hike yesterday, and my boyfriend asked me before I went on the hike, he was like, should we get some boots for him? And I was like, some boots? Like, some shoes for the dog? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, no. Nope.
What?
Not.
Your
no.
state is always on fire. Why wouldn't you?
Oh, my God. We're doing pretty good right now. We haven't had a fire in a while, knock on wood.
Knock on wood. But, like, yeah, my aunt lives out there. It's like, you guys, I know, you guys are in, like, constant drought. There's no water. There's no rain. It's fucking hot.
I know. It's terrible. It was 80 degrees today. It was awful.
Oh, that's normal here. 80
oh,
degrees.
Oh, God. I can't do it.
I think it's 80 degrees out here right now. It's,
I can't do it.
No. Yeah, 77.
That's very nice.
Yeah, lovely.
Oh, man. Well, Andrew, this has been a really great conversation. I had an entire glass of wine during our talk, and it was awesome. And I got to know a lot about you, including your love for your rabbits. That was great. And
that was like years and years ago. No,
it was.
Rabbits.
That was like eons ago.
I have a hedgehog now.
Oh, you have a hedgehog.
I have a hedgehog. That's right.
We'll have to have you back. This could be considered part one of your podcast interview. We'll have to have you back for part two. And then we can talk about your little hedgie.
That sounds cool.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the Veterinary What the Fuck Moments podcast, interviewing one of our followers, Andrew, from South Florida. I'm your basic bitch admin, Tortilla. We'll catch you next time.
Adios.